latest report.
You did.
And
dated January 2nd.
Yes.
I've been traveling a lot, sorry.
Rayanne, I will say that I was sent it also, I think, and it was too big. So my server bounced it. So you may have had the same issue.
Yeah, it's 278 pages.
Yes.
So my
it
server
includes
bounced
the
it
entire, the whole shebang in one report.
It included.
But the only new information is the first couple of pages.
Quarterly meeting. Quarterly.
No, this
or
is separate from the.
Oh,
this
is
remember the. Let's rewind. When the third quarterly report came back high, we did additional testing to ensure that the numbers were accurate. Those additional testing tests came back the same. So we then moved forward and did soil sampling so that we can try to drill down what's going on where. And basically, those tests came back inconclusive. We don't, you know, we didn't find anything. They're high, but we didn't find any.
Where is they? Are they as high as they were before?
I'm not sure which, what you're asking.
What's
the original.
In
the third annual report was higher.
The groundwater.
The groundwater.
Groundwater.
Okay. And this is the first time we tested the soil.
And that,
the soil. Okay.
And the soil.
Not this, okay.
And the soil came back low.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, well within acceptable limits, which normal background levels.
And they're still blaming the cows?
There is no blame assessed. It was basically, we don't. There's no smoking gun. We don't know what's going on.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, actually, what they say under conclusions and recommendations is the source of the arsenic concentration in the groundwater has not been identified and may be related to one or more of the following. One, former spray field. Two, naturally occurring background conditions. And three, an unidentified source of contamination.
And that's what I mean by inconclusive. We don't have, you know, we can't point
right
to a particular thing.
So what did they explain? I'm sorry, I didn't see this. Explain what the natural background conditions of the soil would be if they did then didn't find anything?
It's
And who did this? This is the
this was,
Kimley Horn
yes
group?
Correct. I mean, here's the levels. It's all very low compared to standards. So.
And the soils, but not
yeah
but the water still.
Yeah, this is soils.
Will they be doing the water again?
Yes, we have another year of testing lined up still.
Still $5,000?
I have the costs for you. I can't remember whether it was Karen or Rayanne asked for it last meeting.
And who was paying for that? That was
Conservation 2020 Management Funding is paying for it. So we're looking at, I took this out for the 2 years of testing. I didn't bother to say what we've already paid versus what is we're expecting. But total we're expecting thus far to pay $68,000 over the 2 years. And that includes portions of the new proposal that Kimley Horn has given us. And that includes a couple of one more well to figure out which way the water is flowing, and piezometers. And that would be another $5,300 lump sum, plus we would have the well drilling cost, which would be around $2,000, give or take. I haven't asked a well drilling company for a quote. I just got this yesterday.
Okay.
And then the sampling. So it'll be another, say, estimate $2,500 on top of the $5,300.
I thought we had this conversation that utilities should be picking this up since the original source.
That
was
the request, but utilities is not willing to pay because they don't feel that it's their they're at fault and they should be paying for it, and this is something that we as management chose to do.
Having reviewed all the records, now that we've done all this testing, really the only thing that we've seen thus far that would be a potential source is the spray field, because there has been elevated arsenic level coming out of the water treatment, or the wastewater treatment plant, okay? And there
that's
were
the only place
very
we're
high,
it, right?
Correct. I mean, you find it in low levels, but in exceedances.
But I mean, in
that was, yeah, so that's kind of, you know, the smoking gun, as it were. So.
Agree that this should be coming out of 2020 funds.
Well, do we, someone like to make a motion?
I thought we did ask before, at the last two meetings, we asked that this, they share the cost.
But we never made a formal motion, did we?
What I think perhaps we can do is, I mean, sure, go forward with the motion and all that, but then bring it forward to the full committee, and I can get somebody from utilities who can discuss, because I can't talk about utilities budget, clearly.
Okay.
We didn't make a motion at the last meeting.
No.
It's not,
I think it was
not
the meeting before.
Okay.
Because we definitely talked about it before.
We talked about it,
yeah,
but I don't think we made a formal motion.
I think you're
correct. Utilities, so therefore I would like to make a motion that utilities start, reimburse 2020 for the money that's already been expended and pick up further future costs associated with the contamination that's been that's occurred on the Pine Island Flatwoods Preserve.
Second that. I don't see any reason that it shouldn't be. Because there's been no other, correct me if I'm wrong, there's no other source that has been identified, but this was in the water coming from the plant that was sprayed onto the 2020 site.
And it's not just arsenic, okay? We've got really low pH values there, less than 4. And there was also a period of time where there was very low pHs coming out of the wastewater plant as well. And that is a violation in and of itself. And
second motion. I don't see an argument for not.
Do we have any public comment before we vote? I know.
Meredith Brown on behalf of the Conservancy, and I concur with the motion being made, and that the money to correct the imbalances that are seen in these reports should be not coming from Conservation 2020 funds, as the reports are indicating that the source of the contamination is pointing back towards the spray fields.
And I don't want to speak on behalf of the utilities department, but when we have had discussions, the utilities department does not feel that they are at fault. And their initial consultant report didn't name utilities as a potential. I think they named, I'm going back on memory, I don't have the report in front of me, but named cattle operations or unknown other things. So I just want you to be aware and remember that, you know, the utilities was not taking responsibility for this.
They blamed it on cattle.
But that's why I go back to, we don't have any sampling of the what's coming out of the cattle. We do have sampling that shows what's coming out of the plant that was sprayed on the land, and we do show violations of the plant discharge as spray field. Am I remembering that correctly?
Correct.
I believe that's correct, yes.
So we can point all the, they can point all the fingers they want, doesn't make it reasonable. I think we have to have a real explanation here that something other than, oh, he did it. I'm concerned.
At the end of the day, what I'm trying to figure out is how to clean it up as best we can and how to limit the spread if it's possible and where it came from. So that, at the end of the day, is the biggest concern. Which county pocket it comes from is less of a concern. So that's where we've been trying to go.
And I fully respect, I suppose we should take a vote. Because there's a motion.
Yeah, the only thing that, I'm Donna Sutton, I'm with Eyes on Conservation 2020. And I would, one of the things I was said to ask was if the Department of Environmental Protection will be like holding the Pine Island arsenic contamination to some of the same standards as like Dunbar, the sludge contamination. So is there, you have anything with the EPA?
I have reached out to Jennifer Carpenter at DEP. I've sent all of the reports and I'm waiting to hear back from her. And as soon as I hear back, I will certainly let the subcommittee know.
And I just want to say, Kathy, that I think you're exactly right. Your job, 2020's job, is to, you know, figure out what do we do. But our job, I think, as the Class Act members and subcommittee members, is to try to make sure that the we're advisory, we're outside oversight kind of role. And you know, if it doesn't pass the red face test, it's easy to spend money out of general fund. And we have the example where the Pine Island settlement came out of 2020 funds, and that was totally inappropriate, in my opinion. And yet, it was done. We can bleed this program dry by not having program-related expenses pulled out of this program, and that's my real concern. And water quality is a concern, and it is a county concern, and because of the relationship here, my question would be, is there any alternative for how that plant is operating, or are they still spraying?
That was my next question, and are they still spraying?
And that's a good point, because in order to address, we're the management subcommittee, and if this came out of management associated with the spray field, then we need to get a feel for, you know, was that the source? Because if it's happened once, it can happen again.
So what I will do for the full Class Act meeting, if it's okay with you, is I'll add this discussion, and then I will make sure to get somebody from utilities who can speak to the questions you've brought up today in terms of budget and also current operations, because I don't want to speak on their behalf.
Sounds great.
Understand.
So all in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes unanimously.
So budget and operations.
Yes.
Yeah. We need to just get this done. You know, we don't need to be revisiting this every month.
We have the testing to continue for another year, and I'll continue to reach out to Jennifer Carpenter at DEP and get DEP's guidance. And once I get all of the costs for piezometers and an additional well and what it's really going to get us, and I'll review that with Natural Resources to see if they have any refinements. And I'll let you know at the next Class Act meeting.
And would it be appropriate at Class Act, if we have utilities and operations, to also have DEP? Jennifer might, or somebody might come and just be available for answering questions.
Yeah, I can certainly ask if she's interested in coming. I don't know that she'll want to, but I can certainly ask
somebody.
Yeah.
We're not that bad a group.
No, I'm sure somebody will be there.